the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Lord, help us this morning. Help us, help us, help us this morning. Question. I'm assuming that you hear me real good on the blog talk, and I'm assuming that you hear me pretty good on the speaker too. Is that right? Yes. Praise God. Well,
many said, healing my fortune day. But I know that it's not true. But every day I see miracles. God, by the name of Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is my healer. And I know he can heal any man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. If you trust him and believe him, he can heal all your diseases. For Jesus Christ is a healer. And I know he will make you whole. Jeremiah said, he's the bomb in Gilead. He can heal every sin sick soul. Yes, Isaiah said, that he was wounded for my transgression. I know he did. If you need healing for your body, just call on the healer divine. Yes, Jesus Christ. He's my healer, and I know he can heal every time. Yes, Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. If you trust him and believe him, he can heal all your soul diseases. Yes, Jesus Christ is the healer. And I know he will make you whole. If you have faith when you call him, I know he won't let you down. He's Jehovah Rapha, the divine healer. And by his stripes, this is your day, this is your hour. Just receive his healing power. Jesus Christ is my healer, and I know he won't let you down. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. Jesus Christ is my healer. I know he can heal any man. If you trust him and believe him, he can heal all of his diseases. For Jesus Christ is the healer. And I know he will make you walk. Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ is the healer. I know he can heal any man. Jesus Christ.
God, you heal us every way, relationally, mentally, physically, spiritually, every way. So I'm asking you to heal this morning in the name of Jesus. Listen, first of all, it's kind of an informative morning. If you're not hooked up with the Blog Talk, you probably gonna miss out on a few things. So if you're not hooked up with the Blog Talk, you need to sign on to the Blog Talk Radio. December 22nd, Ted Line and Erica Ted Line dies. It's dead. I'm gonna wipe it out completely. I've been leaning this way from the time I changed to Jesus Saves, Delivers, Heals. So on December 22nd, everything with Ted Line, I mean, it'll still be out there in the World Wide Web, but it's dead. I'm killing it, okay? So you must be hooked on to the blog talk because, believe it or not, crazy as it is, Blog Talk is the number one podcasting. I think it might be number two, but it's number one in terms of freedom, really. So if you own the Spreaker only and you're not on the Blog Talk, you just might miss when I switch over, when I do my new, when I come out new, that's the best way I could put it, which would be December 22nd. So I'm giving you a couple weeks to make sure you own the Blog Talk because I don't quite have my directions from God yet as to the Spreaker. The Spreaker is good. I haven't been using it to the fullness that I'm going to. But I know for certain that the new name and the new podcast, everything will be up by December 22nd on the Blog Talk Radio. All right? So if you're not signed up on the Blog Talk, you might miss it. So I need you to sign up on the Blog Talk. I pretty much know, yeah, I'm killing it. It's gonna die. Just like a person die. Headline and everything connected with it is dying on December 22nd. Erica Tedline, I might leave the website up, but I'm going to attach the new name to it so people, you know, that I think there's some subscribers on there. You must have, you're going to have all the new. I'm going new on December 22nd. And this is the mandate that I have from God to step out on. I don't think I got it. I don't think I didn't. Oh, no. See, I did it on another computer. But I'll share with you what I got. But this is not all. But this is what I have for 2022. And when I step out in the new format on December 23rd, it's going to die on December 22nd, and it's going to be resurrected on December 23rd. And there's more to this than what I have because I did it on another computer, and then I didn't. I did like half last night, and then half this morning, and I forgot to send the other half. So I'm not going back there to the fellowship to get on that computer to send it back up here. But I'll share with you what I got. The Holy Spirit said, there is a great war being waged over the inheritance of the future of the saints of God. He said, we, the body of Christ, must manifest who we are and who we represent openly, unashamedly. The Holy Spirit said that our Father God gave the Torah to Israel, that our Father God gave us his own son to demonstrate his very own heart and mind to us. And our Father God gave us his very own spirit in order that he himself might live on earth through each and every one of us, and in order that we might know him fully. He said, this is going to be a year of firsts, and a year of new beginnings, and a year of kingdom demonstration. And boy, I haven't even had time He said, like, no matter how established you are, there will be new beginnings in your life, ministry, and your spheres of authority. And again, he kept emphasizing that we, the body of Christ, must manifest who we are and the fact that we represent him. As you know, I've been torn about this courtroom stuff. And God has given me understanding, which I have to share that with you in a day or so. But he finally gave me understanding. And And it makes sense. Not the courtroom. It's all about his console room. Just when I finish with it, I'm going to share it with you. He said there are going to be manifestations of his glory and more communion with him of our future. That there's going to be greater access to the kingdom of God. That there's going to be greater understanding of the kingdom of God within us and demonstrated power on earth. There's going to be greater access to the blessings of Abraham's covenant and alignment with God's people. And there's going to be greater access to mysteries held in his word. And that there will be a revival of the word of God within the body of Christ. And like I said, that's just the first part. I got some more too, but it's been one of them days. I fought to get this. I literally fought through prayer to get this because I had to know. I wanted to know. So I asked the only person who could tell me. And he did. I'm surprised because, you know, a war going on right now over the inheritance of our future. And he mentioned something about the gifts, but that's on the other pages. So I'll share those pages with you tomorrow when I reprint them. And I have something else to do. I've got to... I halfway had the new website is halfway up because it had been put up before. It just was, I had half the knowledge. So now I got to finish it up and post it and put it out. I bought the domain names. I registered the new with the state of Georgia, so I already registered already. And that was a miracle too. That I'm gonna finish up today, and I'm excited about what God shared with me. I'm excited about how I had to contend in prayer. I mean, contend and fight all kind of devils and interruptions and distractions to get it. But in the name of Jesus, I persevered and Jesus won. So I'm going to repeat it again in case you came on late. God said there's a war going on over the inheritance of the future. Of our future, that we, the body of Christ, must manifest who we are and who we represent. He went on to tell me that God, our Father, gave the Torah to Israel. God, our Father, gave his own son to demonstrate his very own heart and mind to us. And God, our Father, gave us his very own spirit in order that he himself might live on earth through each and every one of us. And he gave his very own heart and mind to us in order that we might know him fully. He said it's going to be a year of firsts, new beginnings, and kingdom demonstrations. I do have a scripture, but I typed that on the other page, I think. But he was talking about his wisdom did not originate from this present age, but before the ages. to bring us into glory. He said, like, no matter how established you are, there will be new beginnings in your life, ministry, and spheres of authority. He said, but that's what I'm going to get this together here, because he said that he's forming a new order in the earth realm from his counsel. So I'll be able to explain that to you tomorrow. And that there will be greater manifestations of his glory and greater communion of our future, greater access to the kingdom of God, greater understanding of the kingdom of God within us and demonstrated kingdom power within our own spheres, greater access to the blessings of Abraham's covenant and alignment with his people, greater access to mysteries held in his word. There will be a revival of the word of God within the body of Christ. Praise God. So I'm sharing with you now because, and I'm telling you that on December 2021, Ted Lyon is dead. Ted is dead. And the new ministry banner will be erected on December 23rd. And I'm so happy, because I thought I knew I was getting it, but it took me from the time you saw me change, when I first took the Ted stuff down, Erica Ted and all that, but I still kept saying it, you know? And that's why I'm telling you, you have to really, 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 you have to do it. You have to be close to God. You have to wait on his way. But I can assure you, you're going to be happy with what he is doing. I'm happy. So if he's happy, if Jesus is happy, I'm happy. That means happiness and goodness, joy going to flow. I'm going to be signing off here this morning to finish putting this whole thing together. But it's already done. I've already done it legally. I've already done it through the feds, through the state. It's already done. So now I just have to follow through. Bring up the rear to the front. Clean it all up. Put it in the exact order God would have it. But it's done. Plus, you need to be registered on the Blog Talk by December 22nd, because these names gonna change. Everything is. Right now, the whole thing is in the womb of God. You follow me? The baby is turning. The baby is turning in the position to come forth. And that baby coming out, a baby coming out of the womb on December 23rd. But it's you know, it's in that birthing process. So the little head gonna pop out on the 22nd. That's when the old gonna die. I don't know if Blog Talk Radio has an app, but you're gonna have to. The Spreaker will have a new app, but I don't think Blog Talk, they may though, I don't know. That's the problem, I don't know. But at any rate, I have a new app under the new ministry that's being birthed. So either way it goes, I have my own app under the name of the ministry And the church name is not going to, I'm not changing the church name now. The church is still Jesus Believers Church. And the TED line and all that is going to, you'll see how it's more directly linked to the church. How it's actually under the church, under the covering. Okay, so Blog Talk does not have an app, and Spreaker does. Well, I will. You still need to be registered on the Blog Talk. Well, that's interesting. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Sonia. I'm glad you brought that up because God wanted me to know that at this moment. So he used you to bring that up. Thank you. I'm going to fix that too, however I have to fix that today, first thing. So I'm not going to be able to do a lot of work today. And the other thing too, I said I wasn't going to do much deliverance during this Christmas season. But that's changed because the baby is being birthed. So I probably can do a little deliverance. So if I told you not to come during Christmas, and if you still want to come, you need to give me a call. Because I think I'm going to do a little deliverance because that's what I do. But I wasn't going to move until I heard from God. You understand me? Because if I don't do it his way, how can he bless it? He can't. I'll see you in the morning. Praise God.
Thank you.